Springfield city officials will delay for at least a week putting out a public request for proposals from casino operators. City officials will attend a meeting of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission on September 11th in hopes of clearing up questions about the integrity and timetable of the process that has been announced for evaluating what could be as many as four competing proposals to build a resort casino in Springfield valued at more than $500 million. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno insists the delay is not significant.
This is new to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and there's going to be twists and turns. And you know, when you have operators competing against each other and you have other entities that are for it or against it, my whole thing is a letter of the law.
The Gambling Commission urged Springfield officials to delay the start of the casino selection process. The mayor last month announced a two-phase process for evaluating casino operators and site-specific projects. The process is to culminate with a binding voter referendum. The mayor said today he still hopes to hold the referendum by April.
We want to be prepared and continuing to work with the Gaming Commission that we are prepared to be the first one to go before the Gaming Commission working with them. And we really want to make a pitch that we want to be the first one out of the box to get that casino license for the city of Springfield.
But the city's aggressive timetable could see it settling on a casino project before the Gaming Commission determines if the operator even qualifies for a license in Massachusetts. The other concern has to do with a potential conflict of interest involving the consultant the Sarno administration hired to help it evaluate the casino proposals. The consultant, Shefsky and Froelich, is registered in Illinois as a lobbyist for two of the casino operators competing in Springfield, MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said all necessary steps are being taken to avoid any real conflict, and he's confident the city will receive unbiased advice.
In this situation, the city will be well served to have the same type of firepower that the large casino operators use. We have people who have been there and done that and can help us guide us through the strategy and the tactics that casinos are likely to use.
The State Ethics Commission has reportedly been asked for an opinion on whether there is a legal conflict of interest involving Springfield's consultant. Mayor Sarno wrote a letter to the Gaming Commission last week asking for what he called guidance and clarification on the hiring of the consultant. Springfield City Council President James Ferrara said with the stakes so high, the city cannot afford missteps.
We want to make sure that all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed and that the process can never be questioned and that there's full transparency throughout the process and one that the voters and the residents and the business community can feel that they were a part of. And, you know, it should not be a rush job.
Ferrara, who has appointed an ad hoc committee to review casino proposals and make recommendations on land use issues to the full city council, said he may name a second panel to look into how the administration went about hiring the consultant. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.